Hey there, happy Monday to you. Welcome to the program. It's Gary Zimak, day 15. Yes, believe it or not, day 15 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary is beginning now. Day 15. Think about that. 33 days, we are at day 15. I'm no math guy, but I know that we are just about halfway there. Unbelievable. Remember what I told you at the start? I've been doing this for 7 years now. I understand when you first look at 33 days of preparation, you think, oh no, how am I ever going to make it through it? Well, look, we are just about halfway there now. We are currently in the week devoted to looking inside of ourselves, looking closer at our sinfulness, because honestly, if we look deep down inside of ourselves, we realize that we are not as perfect as we think we are. The reason we do this is to help us to get better. In order for us to go to the Lord and say, Lord, can you help me with this? And really understand what our needs are, what our spiritual needs are, we need to first look at ourselves and recognize, yeah, I've got a few shortcomings. So that's what we're doing. And of course, in total consecration, what do? We turn to the Blessed Mother and we ask for her help to get us to heaven. We give her permission to work in our lives, to do whatever she needs to do to get us to heaven. That can be challenging sometimes if we try to do it on our own because we mess up. We like to take the easy way out. We often want to take the shortcuts. But the Blessed Mother will help us. Her job is to make sure that we get drawn closer to her son Jesus and ultimately end up in heaven. That's why we're making our total consecration. Let's kick things off today with prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to a new week. Thank you for continuing to walk with us on the journey as we prepare to make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Father, please help us to see our sinfulness. Help us to see the areas in our lives that need improvement and grant us the grace that we need to be able to make those improvements. Today we lift up our problems, our everything we're worried about, our concerns, any decision we might have. We give it all up to you, Father. We know you love us. We know you are all-powerful, and we know that you can handle anything that comes our way. So we give it to you, and we ask you to handle it for us. Father, on the program today, I ask you to speak through me, to use my lips, my voice, my words to proclaim your message, and help us all to open our minds and hearts so that we can hear your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, let's get started now. A couple of pieces of information. As always, if you want to find out more about my work, the books that I've written, maybe invite me to speak at your parish, the best place to go is my website, followingthetruth.com. While you're there, please consider clicking on the support button and making a donation. You can either become a monthly donor or make a one-time donation. And to be honest with you, you can do this for as low as $5 or $10 a month. And that really goes a long way. That helps me tremendously. So if you're able to do that, it would really help me to continue my full-time ministry. And the other thing I want to point out, if you're somebody who worries or you know somebody who worries, please check out my new podcast for worriers, which can be found, of all places, at podcastforworriers.com. I made it really easy to remember, podcastforworriers.com. You could subscribe to the weekly, the daily version, the weekly version, plus the weekly video where I do questions and answers. Many different options for information about that podcast. The only podcast of its kind created exclusively for worriers. My goal on that podcast is to get you to know Jesus even better, because when you get to know him, your worrying decreases dramatically. Podcastforworriers.com is the place to go. All right, today we're going to look at the book Preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus Through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort by Father Hugh Gillespie. And I mentioned on the show the other day, Father is a Montfortian priest. He's a member of the order founded by St. Louis de Montfort, so he's very well versed in the whole idea of Montfortian spirituality. He gets this stuff, so he's a good person to guide us on this week, dedicated to looking at ourselves. Where do you check out the title of the meditation today? You ready for this? It's called I Am a Sinner, Boy, what a great message for a Monday. I am a sinner. But honestly, it's not a bad message, because why should we kid ourselves? We spend way too much time kidding ourselves, and as a result, we don't turn to the Lord for help. And essentially, that's what we're doing here on this preparation. When we make our total consecration, we're turning to the Lord for help. We're going through His mother, and we're asking her to lead us closer to her Son. Okay, first thing we do is look at a reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. I'm going to read that again because it's short, and it's something that we all need to really hear again. This is the word of the Lord, right? These are the inspired words of God. These are not my words. St. John was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write these words so that you could read them on this day in the year 2017. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Now, you don't need to be a theologian to understand that it's not a good idea to make the Lord a liar. So therefore, let's not try to say that we have not sinned. We're sinners. It's okay. It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you human. We are sinners. We need a Savior. We need help in order to be able to get to heaven. We need help in order to do anything good in life. We need some help. The good news is the help doesn't cost anything, and the help is always available. Let's read something from St. Louis de Montfort now. It comes from his book, True Devotion to Mary. I admit to be truly devoted to Our Lady. It is not absolutely necessary to be so holy as to avoid all sin, although this is desirable. But at least it is necessary, note what I am going to say, St. Louis states, to be genuinely determined to at least avoid all mortal sin, which outrages the mother as well as the son, to practice great self-restraint in order to avoid sin, to join her confraternities, say the rosary, or other prayers, fast on Saturdays, and so on. Such means are surprisingly effective in converting even the most hardened sinner. Should you be such a sinner with one foot in the abyss, I advise you to do as I have said, but there is an essential condition. You must perform these good works solely to obtain from God, through the intercession of Our Lady, the grace to regret your sins, obtain pardon for them, and overcome your evil habits, and not to live complacently in the state of sin, disregarding the warning voice of conscience, the example of Our Lord and the saints, and the teaching of the Holy Gospel. All right, now there's a tough message going on here. St. Louis is stating that it's not absolutely necessary to be so holy as to avoid all sin. Well, that takes off some of the pressure. Although he said this is desirable, but he said we must be genuinely determined to avoid at least all mortal sin. Do you desire more than anything else to avoid at all costs committing a mortal sin? If you have that desire, that's a good thing. And also he says to practice self-restraint in order to avoid all sin. In other words, when we go into this devotion, when we prepare to make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary, we should at least have a strong desire to avoid all sin. It doesn't mean you're always going to do it. You will not always be successful. But let's face it, we fail at things all the time. We're constantly failing at things. Not everything you do in life is successful. So yeah, you will fall. You will commit sins again. But you should have a firm disposition. You should make up your mind that you will do your best with God's grace to not commit sin. How do you do that? Well, one thing you do is you make your total consecration and ask the Blessed Mother to help you. Another thing you can do is go to confession frequently. Oh no, he's talking about confession. Yes, it's a great sacrament. Because when you go to the sacrament of confession, not only can your sins be forgiven, but you get the sacramental grace that comes from confession, from the sacrament, to help you avoid sin. And again, you know my story. I've said this before to you. My reasoning for doing total consecration, you're going to be judged one day. Do you want to meet the Lord and say, you know what? I committed all these sins. I know it. I'm sorry, Lord. And he's going to say, well, did you do your best to avoid sin? Well, I knew that confession could help me to avoid sin. I knew that total consecration could help me to avoid sin. But you know what? I really didn't want to go through with it. Why not take advantage of everything that the church offers to help you avoid sin? And so that you don't get into the mindset of, I just don't want to sin because I don't want to get in trouble and be judged one day, I want you to remember something. Jesus loves you infinitely, with an infinite love, more than anybody else who will ever love you in your life on this earth. He loved you enough to suffer and die on the cross, an agonizing death on the cross for you. Every time you sin, you increase the pain that he suffered on the cross. Because for all of your sins caused Jesus to be put up on the cross. So look at it that way. For every sin you don't commit, you lessen his pain a little bit. If you love the Lord, wouldn't you want to do that? So I'm just trying to encourage you to take advantage of all these great things that the church offers so that we can remain free from sin to the best of our ability. All right, now Father has a couple questions here. Everyone has his or her bad habits and vices. What are yours? Ooh, that's good. And you know that I'm not going to tell you mine. Well, I will tell you one of mine. One of mine is that I can't keep my mouth shut. I can be sarcastic. I can say things that I often say things that I shouldn't say. I want to get the last word in. That's a bad problem with me. And it's something that I'm very aware of and that I'm trying to work on, again, with the Lord's help. He's helping me, but I'm so stubborn, I resist the grace that he gives me all the time because I just want to get that last zinger in. That's the way I am. So that's one of the big problems that I have. Ask yourself that question. And of course, I would recommend that you ask the Holy Spirit to help you as well. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to see what your bad habits are. Again, it's not fun, but it's better to figure it out now. Resolution, make a firm decision to overcome one of your bad habits. Do not continue with this process until you have begun to act on this decision. One of the things I will say about Father Gillespie is that he's tough. He's tough with his total consecration. If you go through 33 days to Morning Glory with Father Michael Gately, he's a lot easier. They have different philosophies. There is a place for each of these preparation methods. I really believe that. But sometimes I think, that's why I use a variety of different sources. Sometimes I think it's okay. It's good when somebody's a little tough on us. You've got a bad habit or two. You're going to think of some of them today when you ask the Holy Spirit. Make a decision to act on this bad habit in some way. Even if it's just, I will pray every day to control my temper, or I will go to confession this weekend. See, this is what he's saying. He wants you to make a resolution, and I'm not going to let you off the hook. I'm going to say do that. Make that resolution to act, to do something, to work on one of those bad habits today, one of those things, your occasions of sin, one of the things that leads you to sin all the time. Do something about that, okay? Does that sound good? I know it doesn't sound good, but are you all right with that? Do you understand it? That's where I'm going with this. Do you understand it? All right. I'm going to take a break now. We'll be back on the other side with the Daily Mass readings. Please stick around for the Daily Mass readings. I know a lot of times you just want to get in and out and move on with the things you have to do. But listening to the Word of God each day is crucial if you ever want to build a relationship with Jesus. You need to hear him speak to you. Sacred Scripture gives us that great opportunity to let the Lord speak to us every day. So after the break, we're going to go through the Daily Mass readings, and I would encourage you to stick around. All right? I'm not going to come looking for you, but I'm hoping that you stick around. One of the bad habits you might have is that you want to rush through your prayers every day. Well, see, this is a chance to work on that. pretty slick, don't you think? You're listening to the Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Sarah Hart's album Above Earth's Lamentation was inspired by a period of intense grief during which she became comfortable with the idea of death, even her own. She addresses that in her song One Beautiful Day, which she wrote while thinking of the day her cancer-stricken grandmother died. Sarah said, "I was with her, my mother, and two aunts, and we sat around my grandma, prayed the rosary, told stories, and laughed. When it was over, I remember thinking, 'Please, Lord, let me go like that.' It was sad and there were a lot of tears, but it was also a celebration. We will see each other again, and this is not a scary thing. This is a beautiful thing that we as Christians have been hoping for and longing for." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And welcome back to the Gary Zimak Show. Thanks for joining us today as we continue our walk through preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We've got the preparation material finished. We did that in the first part of the show, and I'm so glad you stuck around, like I told you, for the second part, because this is important. We're going to hear the word of the Lord now. He's going to speak to us through Sacred Scripture. Today is Monday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time. We're going to look at the Mass readings, and let us see. Okay, first reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. "Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth, I am not lying, teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish then that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument." There's a lot going on in that first reading. The first thing Paul states is that he recommends that prayers be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority. Now, this is, remember, the written word of God. So this is God wanting this. Make sure that you're praying every day for our government leaders and for all elected officials, for all church leaders too, for those in authority. We need to pray for them. It's something we are bound to do. You know, we could blow it off and say, I don't really have to do that. Yeah, you do. This is what the Lord is saying through St. Paul right there. He also drops a bombshell with this one. He says that God wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. What does that mean? The Lord wants everybody to go to heaven, including terrorists, yep, including the prisoners, yep, everyone. He also wants everyone, it says it right here, to come to the knowledge of the truth. The full truth exists in the Catholic Church. What does that mean? That means that the fullness of truth exists in the church, and therefore, as Catholics, we are called to share that truth with others. So ultimately, if I could say that God wants everybody to become Catholic, that is a true statement. Does that mean that we've got to go and strong-arm people and convince them, threaten them to become Catholic and try to win arguments with them? No, it doesn't. It means that we need to love everybody. Now, God wants them to know the truth, but often we have to proceed gradually. He also mentions in here that there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. So, we believe that the only way we can get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. We believe that as Catholics. Sometimes people will accuse us of not believing that, but no, that is exactly what we believe. And what I recommend, instead of starting fights, don't go around starting fights, talk about Jesus with people. First, be nice to people. That's the first thing to do. Be nice to people, smile, be pleasant, be joyful. All of those things that are really tough to do sometimes when you don't feel like doing them. Start there. And then if you know some people who might not be Catholic but who might be Christians, talk about Jesus with them. I do this all the time when I get to talk with people who are not Catholic but believe in Christ. A lot of these people have a very close relationship with Jesus. Focus on what we have in common rather than looking to attack, because we do that way too often. We shouldn't be doing that. At some point, yeah, you can explain, we believe in the Eucharist. You might not believe in the Eucharist. Let me tell you a little bit about this. This is the real presence of Christ. That's a good thing. But do it out of love. We don't want to lose that focus. It's very, there's a lot of division going on in the world, not just between Christians and non-Christians, but among Christians and even among Catholics. A lot of division. The Lord wants us to be one. He wants us to all be one. So therefore, we've got to do whatever it is we can, us, one person, to do what we can to make that division a little bit less today. We can all do something. What that something is really depends. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, to lead you. If you don't have the courage to speak out about your faith, again, the Holy Spirit can help you. And that's why total consecration is so important, because the Blessed Mother is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. So she's going to help you to get to know the Holy Spirit better and to get him to work more fully in your life. So it's a good thing. The psalm today is Psalm 28. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. Hear the sound of my pleading when I cry to you, lifting up my hands toward your holy shrine. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I find help. Then my heart exults, and with my song I give him thanks. The Lord is the strength of his people, the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them and carry them forever. Is the Lord your strength and your shield? He is. Whether or not you know it, whether or not you're taking advantage of that fact, he is your strength, he is your shield. Make sure you turn to him today. Don't try to do everything by yourself. Don't try to become a saint all by yourself. You need help. We all need help. The Lord will help you. And again, that's why we're doing total consecration. In this first part of today's meditation, we looked at our greatest faults, some of our bad habits. Once you recognize that you have some bad habits, and we all have them, it's time to ask for help. It's time to start asking for help. The Blessed Mother can help us with this because she's going to bring us closer to the Lord. The gospel comes from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and was about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed, for I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Now, let me ask you a question. When you go to the Lord with your needs, do you expect him to answer you? A lot of times we don't, right? A lot of times we are amazed when he actually comes through and answers our prayers. We're shocked. We just can't believe it. Wow, he really answered. It's very important for us all to grow in faith. We do that by walking with the Lord one day at a time, asking for his help, asking the Blessed Mother to help us, and over time, your faith will grow. The more you talk to me, but you have to talk to him every day. You have to listen to his words like we just did through Sacred Scripture, because he just spoke to us. He spoke to us and he let us know how important it is, how impressed he is, Jesus Christ is, with a strong faith. In other words, I'm asking for something, I have no doubt. Lord, I have no doubt you're going to come through. I'm not sure how, but I know you'll answer. See, a lot of times we don't even think he'll answer because we get so caught up and angry in the fact that he doesn't always say yes to everything we request. But that's a good thing, because sometimes we are asking for things, even though we don't know it, that are not good for us. He's not going to give us everything we want just because we want it. He's going to give us what's best. And sometimes, guess what? You know what that is sometimes? Sometimes that is suffering. Ah, we don't want suffering, but suffering can get us to heaven, so sometimes we need it. Pray for the grace to be able to trust him more and have that strong belief, that faith, that expectant faith, to know that when you pray, something will happen. A lot of times I think we don't pray because we really don't believe in the power of prayer. We look at it as just like a good luck charm. Well, I'll just throw up a couple prayers just in case. Pray as if your entire life depended on it, because it really does. Your eternal life depends on your prayers. Because prayer is more than just asking for things. Prayer is a relationship with the Lord. So you get used to praying like it really matters. And again, ask for some help. Ask the Lord to help you really believe that he's listening, that he can hear you. When I pray these prayers at the start of the show, I believe that he's listening. But I have to remind myself, because my body, my senses often tell me, he doesn't hear you. He's not real. I mean, that's what I feel. I don't feel him. But that doesn't mean he's not real. So pray for that grace. And again, total consecration will help you, because the Blessed Mother is going to draw you closer to Jesus. All right? We are done for today. You can relax now. Thank you for listening. Thanks for spending this time with me. It means a lot. I'm telling you, it means a lot to me. I'm so grateful to be able to do this show, and I'm grateful to have you as a listener. I'm grateful for your financial support. Please, if you could, keep it coming. It means a lot to me, because I'm going to get to a point very soon where I'm going to have to make a decision. Can I continue with my ministry? Look, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I've been going through this for several years. Every time I get to that point, I bring it to you, and you always come through financially. You're the reason that I have been in full-time ministry for close to 5 years now. I could not do this on my own. I depend on your financial support to be able to go forward. So if you like my work, if I have helped you in any way, if you want to see it continue, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on support, and you can find a variety of ways to support me. Everything from making a one-time donation to becoming a monthly sponsor to signing up for the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast to buying Mystic Monk coffee. All these things help to keep my ministry going strong. All right. Again, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. And don't forget, the podcastforwarriors.com is the place to go to get the podcast that is created specifically for warriors. All right, I'm going to run. Thanks again for listening. If you have any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's the place to reach me via email. Remember, you've made it through 15 days now. We are close to the halfway point. Praise God for that. We're going to make it. Hang in there. God bless you. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.